Redakcija za kulturo,
komunistične vede,
komunistične vede.
Redakcija za kulturo, komunistične vede.
Komunistične vede. Kulturne novičke v glavnem.
Martin Haus spaja umetnost in znanost. Preko geofizikalnih pojavov Zemlje s pomočjo programske opreme vzpostavlja eksperimentalne situacije. Nekje med prstjo in črvi se porajajo zanimivi performansi, laboratoriji in podobno. V sodelovanju z Ludmilo se tedni kot mentor mudi na dvodnevni delavnici zemeljsko kodiranje. Mednarodno delujoč britanski umetnik in raziskovalec bo preko aktivne udeležbe predstavil različne telurične procese prsti našega planeta. Z Martinom Hausom smo se tudi pogovarjali. Razložil nam je, kako bo potekala delavnica.
So the goal of the workshop is more or less to explore how to say like different ways that the earth could be turned into some kind of technology that it could somehow like form itself into a computer or some communications device or something like this. So we're kind of looking at signals which are already within the earth. So like man-made signals which run through the earth, which are going from kind of like electromagnetic emissions from communications devices entering the earth and running through the earth, power lines and so on. So looking at different ways using very simple handmade or homemade electronics as to how you could measure or capture these signals.
Delavnica na Ljudmili bo trajala dva dneva. Jutrišnji dan bo namenjen obisku gozda. Kako se bo sta dneva med seboj razlikovala?
Day is mostly discussing various ideas relating to what I was talking about, this idea of like how the earth could become something like a computer, also building the equipment ourselves that we'll actually use tomorrow in the forest, and also looking at or trying some experiments to actually find a place within the forest without really knowing where it is that we want to be going, if that makes sense. So looking also at that some kind of like crossover with like techniques of divination, things like this, so how one could be guided to a certain site. So this kind of relates to psychogeography practice.
Martina Hausa smo povprašali tudi o tem, na kakšen način bi se končni produkt delavnice spremenil v različnih okoljih.
How to say, like I consider the earth as being this kind of very, how to say, one could say like a complex system, even though it's not really a system. So in different environments, there's like, we're taking into account also like signals between, how to say, like electrochemical signals between trees and dormant mushroom mycelium, microorganisms in the soil, whatever signals are around, the whole kind of like, how to say, like electromagnetic activity in the atmosphere. So this would kind of, and also very simple kind of like chemical or material differences in the soil. So this would vary quite strictly between different places. So each place has its own, how to say, almost like some kind of signature or something like this.
Kako konkretno se torej iz zemlje lahko izvabi zvok?
More or less what we're doing is translating, how to say, like electrical signals within the earth, making them much stronger, so amplifying these and then making these audible. So it's a very kind of direct relationship with very small signals within the earth, which could be caused by, as I said, like mushroom mycelium, or also we're working a bit with like looking specifically at earthworms in particular. So these have kind of quite strong electrical signals, which then we can use, also translate these signals into software or into kind of words and things like this. So we also do some experiments with using earthworms to compose poetry or something like this. So it's looking at different ways that we can, more or less in a nutshell, how to translate these tiny electrical changes, which are very much part of this whole kind of earth forest system, into sound, but also into words, into anything more or less that we can just like map over this kind of activity.
Prosta mesta na delavnici so že zapolnjena, se pa lahko še vedno pridružite jutrišnjemu obisku gozda, ki je odprt za splošno javnost. Začetek bo ob 16. uri v prostorih Ljudmile na Rimski 8. Za konec nam je Martin Haus tudi zaupal, s kakšnimi projekti se trenutno ukvarja.
I mean, more or less, I'm kind of very much concerned with this idea of this, how one could like construct a computer or something like this out of just materials made from the earth or access from the earth and using earth signals. But at the moment, I'm also looking at links between the human voice and the earth. So how, for example, to give some kind of vocalization or voice to the earth, either very physically, just using the medium of earth to kind of simulate the human voice, or electronically, but also, again, looking back to the worms. So you could, for example, have some kind of like chorus of earthworms or something like this.
When will we be able to see this project?
Yeah, I mean, the performance is kind of like something which I developed over time. So each time I'm kind of trying to move further towards that goal, so to speak. So, but more or less, it's like lots of traveling and performances in different countries. So I think the first time I'll be dealing with the Earth Voice will be in Montreal in, I think, 2 weeks. So this will be the first time I really try and do something with particularly working with like earthworms and some kind of like electronic synthesizer device which I've constructed that the worms can actually use to kind of simulate vocal sounds.
Za kulturne novice je zvok iz Martina Hausa izvabljala Pia N.